AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. A big night for the Greek Freak helped the Bucks win the NBA's second in-season tournament. Correspondent Bruce Morton reports,
the Bucks are the 2024 NBA Cup champs. Milwaukee pulled away in the second half to defeat Oklahoma City 97-81. Giannis Antetokounmpo shined with 26 points and 19 rebounds, both game highs.
Winning feels good, you know, playing big games. Feels good when you're able to come to the game and execute your game plan, and then the outcome is exactly what you want it to be.
Milwaukee went on a 17-2 spurt, good for an 86-66 lead with 9:32 to go. The Thunder didn't help themselves by going 5-for-32 from beyond the arc. Speaking of Bucks, for winning the cup, each Milwaukee player takes home just over $500,000.
The NBA announced this season's All-Star Game in San Francisco is going to be a four-team, three-game, one-night tournament featuring three teams of eight All-Stars apiece and a fourth team being the winner of the Rising Stars Challenge, playing to 40 points. College basketball, the number one team in the country, made easy work of its latest non-conference foe. Correspondent Jane Ferry has more.
Top-ranked Tennessee made it 11 straight wins to open the season, blowing out Western Carolina 84-36. Zakai Siegler came within one assist of a triple-double, providing 10 points and 10 rebounds, but shooting 2-for-13. Tennessee coach Rick Barnes.
Obviously, he wants to make a shot and all that, but I mean, almost one assist away from a triple-double. Just competitive, like he always is, and pressing a little bit offensively, but he'll work that out.
Chaz Lanier paced the Vols with 19 points, and the Tennessee bench provided 37 points.
Second-ranked Auburn also won in a blowout, 100-59 against Georgia State. Cooper Flagg led the way in an easy win for fifth-ranked Duke. Here's correspondent Adam Spillane.
Flagg scored 24 points as fifth-ranked Duke improved to 9-2 with a 68-47 win over George Mason. Flagg shot just 7 of 20 from the field, but he made all 8 of his free throws while adding 9 rebounds and 4 assists. Duke head coach John Shire.
I thought Coop was really just aggressive, putting pressure on the defense. And for him, I think for any young guys, you get caught up in percentages, numbers sometimes. And for him, he just was a warrior out there.
And number 7, Florida held off North Carolina 90-84 behind 22 points from Will Richard. More on the latest in sports, including scores from the ice and MLB and NFL news, coming up next. In the NHL, the Hurricanes stormed past the Islanders in Raleigh. Correspondent Dennis Cox has the details.
Carolina goalie Pyotr Kochetkov made 32 saves in net to lead the Hurricanes to a 4-0 shutout win over the New York Islanders. Kochetkov said he didn't focus on the shutout during the game.
I have a couple moments this season when I think about shutouts, next shot goal. You know, today I just want stay in net. I won't just win. I no think about shutout.
Carolina opened the scoring in the first period on the power play as Andrei Svechnikov scored his 12th of the year. Less than 3 minutes later, Jordan Martinook scored his 8th to make it 2-0. In the second, Carolina will get goals from Tyson Jost and Sebastian Aho to extend their lead to 4-0.
The Blackhawks used a late rally to upend the Capitals. Here's correspondent David Schuster.
Ryan Donato's goal with just over 2 minutes left was the game winner as the Blackhawks rallied from a 2-0 deficit to beat the Capitals 3-2.
It's great because, you know, we've been in the spots where we've been up a couple goals and, you know, end up losing. So it feels good to kind of be on the other side of things and knowing that, you know, whatever the score is, I mean, being down a couple goals and being able to battle back just goes to show we can come back in games like that.
Trailing 2-0 entering the third period, the Hawks got goals from Ilya Mikheyev and TJ Brody before Donato bullied his way to the net and stuffed in the game winner.
Andre Palat scored for the third time in 4 games, and Jack Hughes had a pair of assists as the Devils tuned up the Blues 4-1. Patrick Laine's first hat trick with Montreal led the Canadiens in a 6-1 rout of the Sabres. The Bruins edged the Flames 4-3 on David Pastrnak's overtime winner. Rickard Rakell's overtime winner helped the Penguins dethrone the Kings 3-2. The Lightning defeated the Blue Jackets 5-3. The Predators blanked the Rangers 2-0. The Senators shut out the Kraken 3-0. And the Jets rallied past the Sharks 4-3. In NFL news, the Falcons are benching veteran quarterback Kirk Cousins and turning to rookie Michael Penix Jr. against the Giants on Sunday. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes is preparing to play against the Texans on Saturday after sustaining a high ankle sprain against the Browns. The league suspended Raiders reserve defensive end Janarius Robinson for 3 games without pay for violating the league's substance abuse policy. In college football, Southern California wide receiver Zachariah Branch and his older brother Trojan safety Zion Branch have announced they are entering the transfer portal. Major League Baseball, former MVP outfielder Cody Bellinger has been acquired by the Yankees in a trade with the Cubs for right-hander Cody Poteet. The Pinellas County Commission approved its share of financing for a new $1.3 billion 30,000-seat Rays ballpark in St. Petersburg. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh, AP Sports.